Could possibly you dial in meaning? We're learning Simon Tufresh Membov, which is what? Dine Hadas. How do you say Hadas according to the Torah?
Anaf Eitz Avos
is the way the Torah refers to Hadassah, which really gets me to my first point and one of the most important points for Hadassah. The Gemara tells us, and Shulchan Aruch tells us, according to some Tanaim, that you are obligated to take 3 Hadassim. However, not everyone is Paskins like that. The Ramban and many Rishayim hold Me'ikar Adin, you only need to have 1 Hadass. So although our practice, like Shulchan Aruch tells us, is to have 3 Hadassim, a bunch of 3, it's important to keep in mind, if some of them become Pasul, that as long as you have 1 of the 3 that are kosher, according to the Ramban, that will still be kosher. And if there's another suffix, so maybe you can make one of those sfeikas that we talked about last time, let's say it's not hadar, and hadar is a shiloh whether or not it exists only on the first days or the second or throughout yontif. So suffix, maybe hadar doesn't apply the second days, and one of my hadassim is perfectly fine. So, according to the Ramban, that's acceptable. But initially, we try to get kosher hadassim in all 3, because that's the psak of Shulchan Aruch of what hadassim are. What does it mean to be anaf eight avos? What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai?
Plated.
What?
Plated.
What does it mean to be anaf eight avos, Rabbi Yisai? What does it mean to be avos? What does it mean to be avos? The leaves, the ikur when it comes to the hadas is not so much like the top and the shedra like we have by the lulav, but rather it's the idea of hovering over. The fact that the leaves are supposed to be covering over the branch. That's why the first psak in the Shulchan Aruch, a little striking. Is a hadas sheniktam rosho is kosher. The hadas that the Mishabur explains what is talking about, either the branch on its own got cut off at the top, or the leaves at the top is a shiloh also, might not even be pasul at all, even if it's chopped off, where we know we learned when it came to the lulav, the top of the lulav is topped off, niktam rosho, that's a problem. The arava, the top of the arava that gets topped off, that's a problem when it comes to the anaf eitz avos, as long as it's going through that hovering nature and that the leaves are covering it, that would be something that's mutter. So you want to focus on the fact that throughout the hadassim, there is leaves that are hovering over. What does it mean, leaves that are hovering over? L'chad chila d'l'chad mitzvah min amavchur is that you should have the whole branch, that it should be hovering over with leaves. However, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Shita of the Ravid, that even if rove of the branch has leaves that are hovering over the branch, that would be mutter. So therefore, it's not the worst thing in the world if some of the leaves, which often happens, gets knocked off. Rabosai, what's the most usual way that some of the leaves of the Hadassim get knocked off, Rabbi Yisai?
Dry, yeah.
What did you say?
Out of the...
Not only take them out, but
put them back in.
Shove them in. When you're shoving them in, people are not careful, which is important, Rabbi Yisai. Because again, we'd like to, ideally, be Mekayim Mitzvah Menamu Friend L'Chadchila and not have anything to fall off. So therefore, it's important to just be very delicate and very careful when you're putting it in, and sometimes squeeze the Keshet Lach. You squeeze it and you get it to be so that if you squeeze it open, so then it creates a hole, and then you put it in, and then you put it in, and then it's not as susceptible to come off, because you don't even know how many comes off. You don't know what's going on down there, but even if a miut of it does fall off, it's still going to be kosher. A mi'ud of what, Rabbi Yisai? What's the shear of a hadas? Shear of a hadas, as opposed to what we said last week, the shear of a lulav is what?
Four
tvachim.
Which comes out to be what, Rabbi Yosef, when you're measuring? Four times, let's say, let's go with Moshe, 3.6 inches would be what?
14.4 inches, according to Moshe's cheshvin. So that means according to... According to Moshe, it would be 10.8 inches.
Almost 11 inches, okay?
That's the shear of a hadas.
It could be longer, but Rabosai, as long as you have rove of the shear of hadas, rove of 10.8, which would be what? What would be majority of that? What's 10.8 divided by 2 is 5.4. So 5.5. 5.5 inches, that would be rove, but the poskim say it should also be recognizable that it's rove. So it's, even though it's just like a little percentage, if a person's going to think and look at it like it's halfway, that's not going to be cutted because it has to be nikar la'ayin. So you want to have that majority of it, even once recognizable, is going to be anaf eitz avos, is going to be hovered over. Yeah.
Well,
so if it doesn't have to go, you want to hold up?
Yeah.
Things
in, you put the thing in.
So we'll talk about that. We have to talk about that. That's a totally separate issue. It's a mission in Sukkah, but we have to get to it. We'll get to it, Mr. Jim. That's a little bit klali, but it's important. I want to remind me to talk about that. So now, this is the most important thing you have to look for, Abosai, and unfortunately, it's not focused upon. I actually think that this might be the biggest potential psul that exists, and it's important for us to give it some time to talk about it. Do we have another marker? Because this is like not so good. So when we're talking about anaf eitz avos, right? So we're I always bother him about it. So what does it mean to be hovering over? What does it mean to be anaf eitz avos? What does it mean to be leaves that are covering over the branches? See, if you look at Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara introduces a fascinating psul. And I'm going to make a big deal about this, and you guys will not forget about this psul, because it's an unbelievable name. If leaves fall off from the branches, or no, I'm sorry, before we get the leaf falling off from the branches, scratch that. I don't want to talk about this leaf falling off from the branches yet. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Gemara daf lamed bezum beis. Anaf eitz avos sha'anafav choyfin es eitzo. Exactly what we just said. They're hovering over the stem. Ve'ezezeh havi omer zehadus. Good. Then the Gemara says maybe it's something else. Gemara says can't be. It's prickly. That's something that hurts. And the Torah's ways are pleasant. Derecha derechinayim, which is also a fascinating Gemara. So then the Gemara says as follows. What happens? And this is positive voice. Gemara says that in order to be anaf eitz avos, it has to be dekayama tlasa tlasa tarfe bekino. Rav Kahana omer afilu trevachad. What's the machlokes?
You could have a branch, okay? Let's say this is one level of the leaves, okay? Wow, I'm impressed.
Is that good? Pretty solid, no? I think that's probably my best picture ever in my history of teaching.
Is it the last
one? I think I'm actually going to keep going. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, the Gemara says it's tara, it's tarfa. Gemara says it's what? Tlasa, tlasa, tarfe, bikina. Three leaves and one in run row. Rav Kahana Amar Afilu Trei Bechad. What's Rav Kahana Shita? Even Trei Bechad, what does that mean? Okay. Rav Acha Berei Derava Mahadar at Trei Bechad. Rav Acha Berei Derava, listen to this Gemara, everybody say, I love this Gemara. Would make sure, Rabbi Yashin made a big ha'ara about this Gemara. Listen to what the Gemara says. the bottom of Lam Beis and Beis. Rav Acha Berei the Rava Mahader Atrei V'Chad on this one. Why? Hol the Nafak Mipume the Rav Kahana. So that's what Rebbe said. And that's what Rebbe said. If that's what Rav Kahana said, and I want to do exactly what Rav Kahana said, even if I don't understand it, and even if I have logic to say that this might even be better, if that's what Rav Kahana got, that's what I do. But the Gemara goes on. Amr le mar baramemer l'Rav Ashi abba lahu ados shaiteh. Says the Gemara, Mar Barameimar said to Rav Ashi, my father, to this type of hadas, would call it a what? A shoite. A fool. An idiot. Rabbi Isai, in Shulchan Aruch, that is Paskin La'alacha, and this is called, don't forget it, a hadas shoite. Parfe v'chad is considered ahadas shoite and is pasul. Pasul. Okay? So now, what does that mean? In order to be machshir or hadasim, Rabbi Yisai, we need to make sure what? They are all three equal on the same wavelength, right? How equal is equal? So if you look at Tosis and you look at the Rush, they are a little bit more precise to what they to what it means to be plusa badim v'kan echad, to be all equated and on the same level, and not be chas v'shalom hadashoyta, that would be possible. That's not debate. Hadashoyta is possible. So therefore, says the Rush, that it has to be that the stems of the leaf are all on the same level. Okay? But came along the poskim, Rabbi Isai, this is very harsh. That's not so simple. But that's the way we paskin la'alach. The Rambam, by the way, does not bring this down. The Rambam just says you need three, three, and three, and three. He doesn't say that it has to be exactly, you know, that the stems and the rooting out and the growth and when the leaves begin have to exactly be on the same point in time. If you would calculate this, Rabbi said, that would mean every leaf has to be parallel to each other, Rabbi said. So therefore, came along the poskim. That's very, very difficult to have. And if that was the case, which is really the pashup shot in the way we should pass from halacha, a lot of hadasim are going to become possible. And Rabbi said, keep in mind, your hadasim are prepackaged. You're buying these hadasim, even if you're going to the inbal for yontif, okay? And you go to geula erev yontif, and you buy a set of hadasim. You're not checking your hadasim usually. Some people actually do buy them loose, and they check, and they're looking for this thing of hadashoyte. So came along the gedolim, the chazanish, Shlom Zalman Arbach, Rabbi Yashiv, all the gedolim, and they introduced the following chiddush. There's something called the chut hamakif. What does that mean, the chut hamakif? Take your branch, okay? You want to make sure that everything's on the same level. I can't even do this well. It's very hard. Okay? They're not exactly parallel, okay? But as long as, this is not even a great picture, but as long as I could take a string, and the string will hit part of the root and the bottom of the leaf of each one, even though this one might be a little bit higher than that one, and this one might be a little higher, as long as the string touches some of them, even though they might be starting off a little bit higher than the other one, as long as one string meets all of these stems, even if they meet the string at different points, I touched the first one touches the top area of the place where it roots out. The first one touches the bottom area, and then the middle one touches the middle. As long as they're all connecting on that string, that is still considered the lechatchila of hadas mishulash, not to be a hadas shoita. It's tough to envision. I'll see if they have any pictures in here.
Anywhere in the leaf.
There what?
I think it was in the middle.
You can put a string.
Where?
In the leaf.
Oh, good. Excellent. Look at this, everybody say.
It's beautiful.
You see this? This is the bump of where the hadas leaves sprout out from. Okay? They're starting at different points. You see? You see where it's starting out? Everyone see? Max, you see? You see where it's sprouting out? Yeah. The beginning of the leaf, that's that little bump, that's where it sprouts out. The root of the leaf, right? Those have to connect. If this was much lower, that would be a hada shoga. Okay, that would be possible. But since I can take a thread and I can meet part of that bump and that beginning of the sprout of a leaf with each of them, that is kosher l'chadchila, according to all poskim, because there's a chodamaki. The bumps, the root, the lashon of the rishonim is the root of the hadasim.
Is that for every single one, or just the top, or
kol echad ba'oktzo in the bottom part? Okay, so Rabosai, what we're saying right now is what? You don't need it to be directly the same, because that's very tough to have. But as long as you can meet the bottom oketz of the leaf with a thread at some point, then it's going to be kosher. But let's say I have a thread that meets one and two, but it doesn't meet three, so then it's not going to be good. It has to meet one, two, and three. They have to be all collective and chofiv on the same level. That is what's called in halacha. This is the Rosh and Taisus, and the Chazanish's chiddush that Chura Makiv would also fulfill their opinion of what a hadas mishulashim is, triple hadas of covering over the branches. That is what's called, and you'll see in the stores Chazanish hadas. When an agency now tells you, I will sell you Chazanish hadasim. They're basically telling you that these were checked, hopefully, if it's accurate, these were checked to be hadas mishulashim, that rove of these hadasim are going to be mishulash according to the chud hamakif of the chazanish. That's what that means. That now the oketz, the stem of each and every one of those leaves, for rove of the shear hadas, which we said was rove of 10 point, the shear of 3 tvachim, that's recognizable. That now has Mesholosh and Olos Hadas. Now, if it wasn't checked, if it wasn't looked at, so then half of the Hadasim are not necessarily, they might look triple at the face of it, but that's not going to be good according to the Chazanish. This is where Rav Vosner has a major cooler, I would say. That's why I wouldn't necessarily say off the bat that it's possible to not have these Chazanish Hadasim. Rav Vosner was of the opinion, and that's why you have Rav Vosner Hadassim, which is the other big agency that sells Hadassim, that Rav Vosner says it's dependent on what's Nikar La'ayin. You don't have to look carefully at the actual stem, and as long as that's Nikar La'ayin, that's Mutter. The minig of most of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael and most of the poskim that I'm aware of is to go with the Chazanish's Chud HaMakif and to try to make sure to have Chazanish Hadassim that, like the Lashon of the Rishonim, that they're all connecting at the Oketz at the bottom of the leaf. Yeah, Justin.
Is it ever the case that it's not consistent, like the top, if it works for the top, it doesn't work like
100%. 100%. It's probably more the case than not that it's not going to be the Mesholosh. That's what I'm saying. People like, they don't focus on this psul, because I remember last year there was a big hack that it was. I remember before Yantiv we got nervous because we weren't sure that there were going to be hadas mishulashim. Now keep it, and it could be that on some of them yes, and on some levels yes, and some levels
not.
Yeah, you have to check rove of the shear hadas. Yeah.
Rabosai, last year there was a big announcement that they're having trouble finding real Hadas Mishuloshim that are really kosher. And it's not necessarily a Chumah, Rabosai. This is really Meikar Adin, according to Chazon Ish, wouldn't be kosher. Now, some poskim like real, some poskim might even say that the Chura Makif is a Chiddush. Maybe you need really, really them connected on the same level. But we've accepted this this Chiddush of the Chura Makif to be considered all stemming out on the same level. Keep in mind, Rabosai, though, that Ramban that I started off the shir with. Let's say you can't get Mishuloshim, but I can get one Mishulosh on one of the Hadas. So again, the Ramah quotes that Ramban, that if one of your Hadassim are kosher, the Ramah says you should make a bracha. Now, l'chatchila, we try to get three Hadassim. But if you can't get Hadassim, and you only have one that's really Mishulosh, like the Chazon Ish of the Chura Makif, and maybe the other words are Rav Ozner Hadassim, so the Ramah would still let you make a bracha. So don't drive yourself crazy. At least you have one, and that's still going to be Geshmak, because it's not going to be Adashota, because even one would be kosher if you don't have three available. And according to Rav Ozner, the two others are also kosher, so you could for sure make a bracha. So keep in mind, it's really, we're just really, ideally, we're looking for three that are like this. But if we can't get three, we still have the Ramah and the Ramban to rely on, that one is still good, and we could still make a bracha even if just one. So really, you have to really make sure, b'shazad chach, that just one of the Hadassim for rov of the shir of the three tvachim should be mishuloshim with that chura makif like the Gemara says, and not be a hadash.
Yeah. Make sure that half of the each hadas has a chura makif on it. I mean,
more than that. Oh, you're saying should you rely on the companies?
No, meaning how much do you need for it?
Like, let's say
rove. You rove it to be rove. So it can't just be the top that's like that.
Right. The only thing that top is really good is the Shulchan Aruch says that the top is good when it comes to drying out, when it comes to hadas. If the top one is not dry, so even if the other ones dry out, what does it mean to be dry to rove? So again, same thing that we had with lulav. It loses its mari yarok, and it becomes crumply, and you could be what's called in halacha nechlak b'tzipor, and it could be crumpled up that you it becomes like a bristle that you can really just crack it with your fingers, so that, and it loses its mari yirekus, so then that could be a situation where it could be possible because of yavish. But even that, the Shulchan Aruch says, if the top set of leaves on the hadas, which is most recognizable legabe hadar, that will still save your lulav, your hadas, even though the rest is going to consider it yavish. That is another distinction when it comes to hadas, as opposed to the other dalamin, which is an important point, as that you're mentioning. That over here, if you look at the top leaves and it's still lach, and it's not dried out, so then even though the rest of the hadas is dry, it would still become kosher. But that doesn't always happen. Usually, when part of the hadas goes, a lot of the hadas goes, and even the top goes. So Rabbi Isai, that's something that we have to take into account. Now, what happens if this was my hadas? Give me 1 second. I don't like it so much. Give me a second, Tifa. Let's say this was my hadas at the beginning of Yontif, and what happened, Rabbi Isai? One leaf fell off. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura, Paskin's a big cool over here. Like the Ra'ah in the Ritva, that's as long as rove of the leaves did not fall off, even though you don't have three anymore, that area, those still count, and if two are still there, it's still kosher. Okay? And that's even if one fell off of a large area. But if two fall off, which means rove of the khan, then that would be a problem. Okay? See, even b'di'evit, you have, in the middle of Yontif, you have a leaf that falls. Again, ideally, l'chadchila, you should want to go to make sure that you have three. You have three throughout the whole Hadas. Right? And then next level is that you have three in the Chazon Ish Chura Makif, that you're going to have what? Throughout rove of the Hadas. And if that's not possible, so I'm going to at least make sure to have one hadas to be Mekayim the Shita of the Ramban that's going to be Mesholosh, like the Chazon Ish. However, Rabbi said, keep in mind, as long as that was the situation before Yontif, and now one of the leaves fell off,
It's not automatically possible just because one of the leaves fell off, since two remained. If two fell off, that would be a situation that it would be considered possible. Yeah, Akiva.
The whole thing about the Mishulash, the Shaita, but then you said, according to that picture that you were passing around, right, with the Hotei.
Okay, Chudamach.
Yeah. So the thing is that if that's not at the top, according to like what I remember of how it doesn't grow, it doesn't seem to be that in the main part of the stem that the Hadassim are growing in that form. They're usually growing parallel to each other and at different heights. So how are you able to do this line across if they start, the part where they start growing out of the stem is at different parts?
You have to look for a kosher Hadass.
But I get a prepaid package.
That's what the reason you're paying for that money is because they're supposed to be looking for that. I would hope that they check that out. They're writing on there, it's Hadas B'Shuloshim Kefir Chazanish. That's what they're testifying for. If not, you should get your money back.
So everybody should be looking for it, for the rule of the Hadas to be
going
that way.
Yeah, otherwise this is a false advertisement. I'm trying to tell you, this is what the stores are being advertised. Everybody's like, oh, Chazanish, it means the Chazanish said that was a Hadas tree. That's not what it means. So that it means that it's actually a certain measurement.
So if I have a
that's what it means, by the way, Lagabe Lulav.
And what you said,
Lagabe, it's important. Lagabe Esrogan, Chazanish walked around, and the Chazanish said that that's an Esrog tree. So then the Pardesim said, "Oh, this is that's what it means to be an Esrog Chazanish. It means that was a tree that Chazanish took a stroll, and he said that's an Esrog tree because people have, you know, you don't want an Esrog Amurkov. You don't want an Esrog that's made with different ingredients that was made up and is not a natural esro. So people are choshish, so they want the haskama, the chazanish on their trees. So they made sure that they're going to build their farms and their trees exactly like that tree that the chazanish testified that it was an esro.
So like what you said at the beginning of Shir about when you bring it in, some of the leaves break or take it out, whatever it is. If that happens, is that not possible? Or is this
That's what I just said. Number one, it's only if rope falls off.
Right.
Number two, if your robe is kosher, then it's fine. Number two, even if one falls off, if two are still there, Mishnah Berurah posits the raw and the ritva, that it's still kosher. So it's not impossible. You still have to be delicate, Rabbi Yisai. You have to be careful, and that's something that could happen. But it's hadassim are not taken for granted, Rabbi Yisai. I think hadassim are something that could be considered possible if a person doesn't at all keep out for this lookout for this Gemara and this Psak of Hadas HaShaita. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, keep in mind, and Poskim do throw this into the mix, that if you don't have the ability to get a Hadas B'Shulash, like Akiva's mentioning, keep in mind that the Rambam Shita, although that's not the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam never said that it has to be growing out at the same exact level. According to the Rambam, it would sound like that as long as it looks M'Shulash, that it's covering, even if it's not exactly on the same level, according to the Rambam, that would probably be still kosher. So you mix Rav Vosner's opinion of this Tosos with the Rambam, you still have a case that you could say that even the non-Chazanish Hadassim are kosher. But for Bnei Torah and for us, we should try to get the Hadassim Alpi the Chazanish that have the Chud HaMakiv, which the Gedolim said was what we should try to aim for in terms of having a kosher Hadass. But keep in mind all the levels. Keep in mind all the cheshbonos. Keep in mind that even if one leaf falls, it's not going to be possible. Keep in mind that as long as you have one hadas, it still could be kosher. So to make a case that this is going to be mamish, not fit to make a bracha, would be a hard case to sell. About what? I go to a lot of mishmaruz.
The last one I quoted about
two falling off.
Yeah.
Yurches.
You buy it, and it says like the Chazanish thing,
and then it turns out it's not.
It turns out it's not, but you don't know this. Like you don't know.
And what day of Yom Tov is it?
Maybe.
By the way, Rabosai, this is a psul that applies throughout Yom Tov. This is not Hadar. This is the Shem Hadar.
Even if it's after Yom Tov, someone points it out to you, are you not?
Yotze?
Yeah, because
no, so I think there's a lot of that's what I was saying. There's a lot of arguments to say
According to some sheets, you were Yotze. No, number one, the Rambam holds that you were Yotze. Number two, was it all three? Was it one of them?
No, but I'm saying the Buzner would hold that Yotze. As long as it's Nikar L'Ayin, that it's even if it's not precise, as long as it looks like that it's growing out of the same area, that's what there's. So you have what to rely on B'Di'evet, but ideally, L'Chachila, we should try to be Macher.
I'm saying we're
doing I take a look at my Hadassah.
I think that's important. I remember last year it was a big. I was very worried about it because they had a shortage of hadassim and the hadas mishulashim were going to be a problem. I'm telling you, Rabbi, don't. It's not crazy that there are things going to be relied on, but we'd like to try to be machmer for this chazanish initially. Just quickly, Rabbi Say, before we get to the last min, which we're not going to deal with today, esrog is the arava. The arava is not so complicated. Arava is a type of min that grows, that most of the min grows by the water. It's funny, I went rafting with my kids over the summer down the Delaware, and we were passing by like this, you know, whenever there are rapids, it means that there are stones there. It's actually, a guy was going down a tube, and he said he's a diabetic, and he's having an attack. So my wife took some food for the kids on the raft, and she had one fruit roll-up left. So I swam over to this guy to give him the fruit roll-up, and Akiva wanted to come with me. And when you're rafting, your raft continues going by there, right? My kids and my wife go by there. So I was there swimming in a peaceful area. There wasn't a lot of rapids, you know, to give the guy the fruit roll-up to try to help him. His mom was broke that fish. He's not Jewish. Whatever, yeah. So then I realized that, wait a second, we're floating and we hit some rapids, some areas. So I grabbed the Kiva. Akiva got scared and I grabbed the Kiva and I tried, and it's shallow. A lot of these areas when you're going rafting are very shallow. So I started walking with him and trying to catch up to the raft. But then, whenever there are white water, I will say, what is that because of?
Rocks.
So I couldn't walk straight. I kept on falling with him in my hands. It was like kind of scary. So the guy who I saved his life, his brother or his whatever, this other guy who was with him, saw what was happening. And like he felt a little achrayus because I just saved his father's life. With my never underestimate, Rabbi Ozai, how far a fruit roll can get you. And so he gave me, we were rafting, but he gave me a tube. So I jumped in the tube with Akiva, and then we caught up to my wife's raft, to my family, and then we got in, and then, well, there's tubing. They go, yeah. So then, why am I talking about this? So when I was there, I'm like, I'm by this stone and where the white water is starting, and I see these massive aravos. And I'm like, these look exactly like aravos. No, I didn't cut them. So, which by the way, Rabbi say it's not pusher. You can't. I mean, there it's probably just a rabbi, but like, if you have to know all these little shmendricks that are selling aravos, everything, you got to know where the sources are. Because, yeah, it's Gemara in if it's a guzzle, so then it's a problem, everybody said. Not pusher. You should make sure that you know that a person's legit and they know where it's coming from. So why am I thinking about this? Because the Shulchan Aruch introduced in Tofer Ish Meim Zayin that Arvi Nachal are aravos that grow on a nachal, that grow by the river, even if technically your aravos didn't grow by a nachal, but most of this species, most of this min, grows by the water. Not only does it grow by the water, its ale, its leaf, is mashuch, is long, like a nachal, like a river, and it resembles the idea of a river. And the stem is reddish, and that is the raya that it's a hadas. If it's green and it hasn't yet turned red, so it's still considered an arava. And then the other siman that the Shulchan Aruch writes is its piv is chaluk. It has a smooth
end at the a sharp end at the a smooth end at the border of its leaf. Okay, what do we want to look out for in Aravos once we have our Aravos, Rabbi Yisai? One thing, two things really. Aravos, very easy for rove of the leaves to fall off. Once again, when putting in, when taking out, it could fall off. Another thing that could happen with an Arava is what, Rav Osai? It could dry out. The Aravos could dry out. We don't have time to get into because it's already 10 o'clock. That's why it's important. Even if it's not technically going to be cut off, what does it mean to be dry out, Rav Osai? Means that it becomes hard and it loses its Marayara. A lot of Aravos, even if it's not necessarily white, Rav Osai, if it turns, you've seen this, Rav Osai, Aravos that turn completely black. It turns completely black, so then if rove of them are like that, so then that's what the I think the Sharetzion writes. If it loses its mare yarok, so then it's yarei veishnikra mishakala hayarkus legamre. It totally lost its green. So if it's a little black, but it still has green in it, it's still going to be kosher. Rabbi Yisai, not losing its green legamre. That's what Moshe said. Rabbi Yisai, it's just important, even if it's not necessarily going to be pasul, but it's still not hadar, it's still not zekeli maveyu, so therefore it's crucial to have some sort of system that you are going to be able to give some sort of water and life towards these dalet minim, especially the aravos, and also to look out for niktam rosho is pasul over here. If the top is cut off, it's pasul, but if the Arava dries out or it, Rova Alel, fell off, that would be a situation where it would be puzzled. Those are the things to look out for when it comes to Arava. Arava is pretty simple, and as long as you take care of your Aravos, you shouldn't necessarily be left with Psulim, as long as it's not your property. And Rabbi Yisai, that's in terms of Hadassim with our Aravos. What do we leave for the end, Rabbi Yisai? We left some of the Klolis, Dika, Halachos, that we need to talk about Mirtz Hashem next week, and maybe the week after, and we will do Esrog and all of the general Helchos Dalad Minim, things to keep in mind when you're taking Dalad Minim, when you're shaking Dalad Minim, and those things that will make us ready to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Bishlei Musa of Netilas Dalad Minim. Rabbi Yisai, we have a Geshmaka Sugya that we are beginning today. I would like you, before you start the next Maor Makomos that Max is going to give out to you, I have two corrections. Max, maybe